Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Draelich. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Draelich, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. I just wanted to remind everybody that it's every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number's always the same, and the code is always the same. Happy Labor Day weekend. Just as a reminder also, if you have anything administrative that you need handled, please call the check-in line, 800-321-9054, or use the support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Ask questions if you want through those things, the number or the email. If you have anything you need, if you're waiting for something to come in the regular mail or email, login credentials, any questions along those lines, leave a message or send an email. We'll always get back to you the same day. We're here 7 days a week, and we want to make sure your questions get answered. We want to keep the group call positive, everyone, okay? So feel free to throw out the hard questions. Not a problem. But as far as the positive aspect, this is kind of a special thing we're doing on Saturdays. And we want you to chime in with your positive responses on what's going on with you since the program, because you're helping others that are listening. You know, remember, not everybody wants to ask questions. Some people like to just listen. And a little bit of that positive goes a long way. When you're making a lifestyle change like this, I can't stress it enough. Because remember here, too, we're not managing and controlling our diabetes anymore, even though you're managing it. Hold on one second, please. Excuse me. Even though you're managing it and controlling it better than you ever have with this new lifestyle and nutrition, but we're talking about reversal. We're talking about getting you to the real goal that we have for you, getting your A1C below 6.0 off of your diabetic medication with a normal fasting blood glucose. When you have those three things, you fall into the category of what we call clinically non-diabetic. Now, remember, this is not a cure for diabetes, but you're putting it into remission, or you're making it go dormant so you do not get the complications of the disease, which is number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation for a reason. So we take it very seriously, as I know you do. That's why you've joined the program. But I wanted you to get the right mindset. So when you say something positive on the group call, it could be anything. It could be weight loss. And all the things that come along with that. It could be mental clarity. Your vision is better. You're bending down easier now. Your activities of daily living, as we call it, are improving. Just working out in the garden, going for a walk, you could go further than you used to go because your breathing is better. That inflammation is coming out of your body. That whole stressful load from diabetes that's on your entire immune system, nervous system, et cetera, is calming down. So your body is going to be functioning better at all levels. It's so major. So please don't look at the little things as it's not worth talking about. It's a major thing. Your digestion is better. Your medication has been reduced at whatever level or whatever medication that it is. Maybe you're just not taking your acid reflux med, you don't need it anymore. You know, your digestion's better. And things like this, your gout medication has gone away. Your neuropathy in your hands and feet, you're noticing a change there. It's not as intense as it was. You know, you're sleeping better. You're waking up feeling more rested, you know, which is going to change your mood also, everyone. Your attitude towards other people and family, maybe towards your pet or your dog, you're noticing that you're just, I don't know, you feel calmer. You feel you're not as irritated as much. You know, when you don't feel well, and you have all these side effects going on from this laundry list of medications, and you spent a lot of years of your life back and forth to the doctor all the time, getting referred to specialists, taking this regimen on a daily basis, and at the same time, before you started the program, you're eating all the wrong things, and nobody's talking to you about this as your condition continues to get worse. Hey, so give yourself a pat on the back today. You know, you're going to make it through a long, as you know, one of these holiday weekends, as we'll call it, even though we're going through some crazy times in the world. Hey, let's not forget about your, you know, your close surroundings, your family, your friends, you know, yourself, of course. Take care of yourself so you can take care of somebody else, as they say. You know, let's not forget about that. The wheels are in motion with a lot of other things we don't have control over. Focus on the things you do have control over and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Give yourself a pat on the back. You're doing something about this so you can live a better quality of life. You can add, you know, quality days to your life, you know. And this is a big deal. Don't look at it like a little thing. So anything that you're experiencing that on the positive side is major to somebody who's just listening and like, oh, wow, I noticed that too about myself. I wasn't even thinking about that. But since I started the program, I've noticed that I'm not as tired or something like that. I mean, it's we're here to help one another. So today's topic is about corn. And this has come up a few times here as we kind of shuffle through the deck of the topics. But real simply put, stay away from the corn because, one, it's a grain. Remember, no grains on the program because it spikes your blood glucose. And, two, they also corn goes into things like corn syrup and corn starch. Avoid all of these things. Corn starch is used a lot into thickening things. In the Chinese buffets or that kind of cuisine, stir fries and things like that, they use it a lot to thicken. They use it in other cuisines too, but it's pretty common in the other. So we watch all these things. You got to avoid that stuff. Okay, so keep that in mind. So that's the reason why corn is not on the program. Sometimes it gets a little confusing because I understand, or we understand over here at HYD, you'll see it in the mixed bag of vegetables. They like to throw the corn in there. So avoid that bag that has the corn in it, excuse me. And that's really it when it comes to corn. So, operator, I'm ready when you are for questions. Star zero, everyone, if you have a question. And take it away.
There are no questions at this time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, those who've just joined the conference for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Our first question comes from Joy. Joy, please state your question.
Yes.
Hello,
I've
Joy.
Been looking.
Welcome. Yeah.
I don't start day one until Monday, and I was looking at some of the recipes to try to get ready. So, for example, the one recipe was for Monday is Mediterranean chicken, and when I looked at the recipe, it says 4 chicken breasts. Well, if it's only for me, can I? Either that,
well,
I'm going to be eating it lots of days. You know what I mean?
Well, remember when it's the way it's laid out, Joy. When you're eating multiple times a day, you're going to go through it. So, more of an approved food is a good thing for you. Healthy leftovers is good to have around, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, I was just thinking, oh, my goodness, I've never eaten 4 chicken breasts in my life, you know?
No, look. Well, I understand. No, you don't have to woof all that down in one sitting. No. When I make chicken breasts, I'll make a baking sheet, and I'll put like maybe 6 of them on there at once and, you know, put some lemon pepper on it under the broiler, flip it off, and this way I'll cut it up and have a bunch on hand. It's good to have it around. Same with vegetables.
Okay.
Have a bunch of veggies on hand. Have extra vegetables. Easy stuff to grab, especially, Joy, when you're on the go a lot or you have to leave for work or people are going here and going there and you have a little cooler you can put in the car with Tupperwares and stuff and you can open up the fridge and you've got all that stuff ready to go, all that preparation is going to be very valuable when you're going through this process.
So the question is, if I don't want to eat one of those things one day, like something for lunch, I can pick another lunch another day and just substitute it?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can come back and do it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
All right.
We don't have it that scientifically dialed in where you have to have chicken on Tuesday. I wish it was that specific, but you can shuffle things around.
I know. Well, I didn't know whether when it
says. No, it's okay. I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. Yeah. It's a common question. We want you to loosen up the reins, so to speak, and you can shuffle lunches and dinners, and you can have eggs for dinner and chicken for breakfast or fish for breakfast. It doesn't matter. Stay in the approved lane. Stay away from that avoid list and keep yourself on track. That's the important thing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the question.
All right.
Next on the line, we have Ron. Ron, please state your question.
Hey, Dr. D.
Hello, Ron. Hi. Hello there.
How are you?
Happy Labor Day.
Thank you. Same to you. I'm heading into my fourth week and feel great. Lost 8 pounds.
Good.
And I have a question for you. To replace cornstarch, what would you use? Arrowroot?
Yeah, arrowroot's one that works. Yep, absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. So that one people use for thickener and that kind of thing. You know, I mean, some of the approved, like if you're going in the almond flour or something like that, or you're using like a tapioca flour, some people use that, cassava, you know, a little bit of that also can be used. Just stay away from regular flour that's a grain. Stay away from any wheat, of course. Stay away from things of that nature. And if you're getting a product, and, you know, arrowroot works good, but if you're getting a product that, like says almond flour, please make sure you read the back of the package that they don't add other things in there, because they will do that if you're not careful. They'll say something on the front, and on the back there's a couple added things that you shouldn't have as a diabetic. Just do your due diligence and read the ingredient labels, everyone, please.
Great. Thank you. The other thing, too, is we get almond flour and coconut flour, and we have yet to start using them, but we're going to filter them into our diet.
Yeah, right on, man. Sounds good. Sounds like you're doing well. You're on track, and you're calling on Saturdays. We really appreciate your questions and anything else we can do for you. Sounds like you're on track.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You bet. Thank you. So just to bounce off everyone from the previous caller, I just wanted to say, remember, you can shuffle things around on the meal plans. You can go breakfast with dinners and dinners with breakfast and things like that, and loosen the reins a little bit. If you want to eat chicken every single meal, it's perfectly fine. And that's really I'm not even kidding with that. I've done it in my own life. You know, as you prepare things and you make stuff, as she was saying, you're making a little bit more than you would have at the meal because the portions are small throughout the day, right? Remember that. You should start feeling hungry at the between 2 and 3 hour mark, but you don't want to go past 3 hours with nothing. You have to train your body how to function better. Remember this. So the reason that you see it laid out, meal, snack, meal, snack, meal, snack, is for that reason. You want to keep things stable throughout the day. You want to keep your insulin levels, your body chemistry, and your hormones stable throughout the day. And you want to have that last meal like up to 1 hour before bed, a light piece of protein and vegetable is good. So you sustain through the night, and you're teaching your body how to function better. You're showing it how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own. This is a process through the project of forcing your body how to function differently because of all the years it's not been functioning well, you know? And you build up this momentum and your body starts functioning better as you move forward. So feel free, shuffle things around. Keep in mind little things that are going to help you as some tips when it comes to fruit, any sweet potato and carrots. Beets is another one on the list. Some of these have the natural sugars in them. Maybe you want to go real sparingly with those and push them to the early part of the day. You know, first, second meal, maybe, and then stop it. Is my recommendation when you're first getting going. It's not that there any of those things I mentioned are bad. It's just the less you give your body to latch onto, the better, that kind of thing. So just something to think about while you're going through it. And that being said, operator, I'm ready when you are. Star zero if you have a question.
Next on the line, we have Ken. Ken, please state your question.
Good morning. This is my first week with the program, and just
all
want
right.
to let you know that the results so far have been really encouraging. But two questions I have. One was the warm water before bed. What's the purpose of that?
You're talking about the lemon water.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so great question. That hasn't come up in a little while. I'm glad you asked it. So the lemon water, and you can do it at night and in the morning if you want. You know, anytime you're with you have an opportunity to put lemon in your water, it's always a healthy thing to do. The warm, it's a little soothing for your digestion. It's a good detoxifier, number one. Number two, it stimulates your liver. It's got some important minerals in it. It lowers uric acid, balances the pH. It does all of that. So that's the kind of power of the lemon, you know. That's the answer. All of those things combined, I just said, it's a good practice to get into, and that's why we have a program. It's all about what's another thing we can do to get the body functioning better. What's another thing maybe we can do to detox, gently detox a little bit better and get your body working better. And that's kind of what that does in addition, you know? So, yeah, take advantage of it.
Very interesting.
Go ahead, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My second question is regards to, obviously, the first week with the headaches, with the withdrawal from the sugar and the
caffeine, yeah.
The caffeine seems to be the biggest for me because of not having any, you know, not drinking coffee anymore.
I get
how
it,
long
yeah. I get
do,
it.
Do the headaches last? A week, 2 weeks?
There's no usual because everybody's different. Some people drink three pots of coffee a day. Some are one cup a day. You know, people go through different withdrawals. Some don't go through any, you know. Depending on the laundry list of medications that you're on. Now, this is an important thing to get. Because it's so all over the place, the headache should not last that long, you know. But when you're making a lifestyle change like this and you're going through these kinds of different things your body goes through, it's always a good opportunity as your numbers are coming down and your body's changing to speak to your MD, your medical doctor who's prescribed your medications, about what can be recalibrated. Maybe some dosage needs to be changed of any of your meds. Maybe it's a blood pressure that needs to be lower or changed. I say recalibrated because I don't like to say up or down because it's up to your doctor. But and that happens as your body's trying to find its way, that you might not need as much, or maybe something needs to be crossed off the list, or maybe the acid reflux med that has a bunch of side effects attached to it doesn't need to be in your life anymore. Maybe the gout medication needs to be stopped. Or when you change a medication, a prescribed synthetic drug, and you remove all those side effects that go along with it, you know, your body will be able to find its way a little bit better. The second thing I want to say about that is you got to really get the water down, okay? The water, your body is over 85% water. So whatever you're doing now, do more of it. When you go to the bathroom, you want to see clear, not yellow, amber color, dark yellow. If you're seeing those colors, your body's letting you know it's dehydrated. Dehydrated can cause headaches, a whole laundry list of problems as well. But between the water, between the lifestyle change, and your communication with your doctor, if something needs to be recalibrated, you'll start to get yourself dialed in a little bit better. And that's really the answer with that. So it's not like a straight answer across the board, because everybody's a little different there. And, you know, I'm not sure how much coffee you were drinking in your life, but it sounds like you were pretty on it, you know. And that's, I understand. I get it. You know, a lot of people and not just the coffee, but what they put in the coffee. A lot of people use the sugary creamers on top of it, and the added sugar and the dairy that has lactose in it and all of that with their giant cups of coffee. So it's more than just the caffeine. It's all those things they throw in there. On top of it. So you're kind of doing not just a caffeine withdrawal, but maybe a sugar withdrawal. A whole body chemistry is going through, like, you know, wow, you just kind of like took the jumper cables off me. What's going on, kind of thing. So, you know, you let your body, yeah, your body's going to find its way. It's just you're so used to doing something for so many years. You know, the fact that you're feeling something changing, whether it's headache or whatever, I don't know how else to put this, but it's positive, because you're doing something, your body's trying to find a change, and going through this chemistry change is totally understandable. But always speak to your doctor about your meds. As soon as
I've already talked to her before we started the program, and she told me to stop taking metformin right away. But I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to taper it off, as you tell me, you know.
Oh. Yeah, that was kind of a weird – you and I spoke about this, I think, before.
We did.
And it's kind of – yeah, it's an interesting response. It sounds like the communication might not have been there back and forth the way it could have been. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but it's kind of an odd response. I've been doing this a long time. So make sure the communication with your doctors and anybody who else is listening out here, of course – about you started a low glycemic meal plan. You're on some good nutrition. We always encourage everyone to bring the enjoy avoid list and a meal plan with you to your visit MD. Show them the supplements. I mean, they're so high quality supplements, and we're so proud of them. Whole food vitamins that, you know, they would love to see you on some good nutrition, I'm sure. The communication will be there, so they know the reason why the numbers are coming down. Otherwise, the numbers are coming down, stop this, put that, don't do this, don't do that. But when they know you're on a program and you're doing something on a daily basis to handle this, you're not just your average person walking in the office anymore. Oh, this guy, this is why it's coming down. And it's going to make them pay attention to you a lot more, because the numbers are going to be coming down kind of consistently. So they got to keep an eye on you. They don't want your numbers to go too low. Hypoglycemia is very dangerous. Low blood pressure. You're not going to feel well. You're going to feel lightheaded. And my older brother got put on another blood pressure med one time because he had a high reading one day, and they put him on something else. He came home, he got lightheaded, and he fell to his knees in the living room floor, and he, you know, it was too much. It brought it too low. These medications are strong, and they do what they're supposed to do. But when you make a lifestyle change, you got to communicate this. So when it's time to make an adjustment, you got to keep on top of it as you move down the road on this, because the side effects are real. The medications are strong. And when your body doesn't need it anymore, you're not going to feel so hot. You know, so that's a good thing, though. So this is kind of a game, you know, a game of you knowing that your body's functioning better. Look, Kent, the right thing is always the right thing. When you make a healthy lifestyle change, when you're making a healthy lifestyle change and you're taking good nutrition, that's all positive. So the numbers are reacting, and your medications and your body is reacting to your new positive lifestyle. You know, just like it reacts to a negative one and you get put on more meds, this is the opposite. Right. Now it's reacting in a positive way, even though it's a headache and you're feeling these different things, it's reacting in a positive way because it needs you to communicate to your doctor and get something changed. because it doesn't need something anymore. Maybe it's that day-to-day Tylenol that you're used to taking. Maybe it's, I don't know, the Pepcid AC that you keep, Tums you keep popping in your mouth all the time. Start to make these adjustments as you're knowing that your body is trying to find its way on its own, okay? And you'll get down there little by little, but get the water down. Headaches, you got to flush your system out. So whatever you're doing now, do more of it, of the water. The lemon water is going to help you. You can double up on that and talk to your doctor if something needs to be recalibrated. But you're on the right track.
I believe everything you're telling me because along with the headaches, I was a little lightheaded. But looking at the blood pressure, how low it was this morning and yesterday morning, it's both meds need to be cut down, the metformin and the simvastatin.
What was it? What was your blood pressure this morning? Now that you brought it up,
106 over 60.
See? Yeah, so look, this is what I'm saying. So when that top number, I always say, when that top number starts to get in the low hundreds or into the 90s, and that bottom one starts to creep towards the 50s, it's time to get that recalibrated, because if you go too low, you're going to be lightheaded, you're not going to feel well, and it happens all the time. We at HYD, after all the years of, lifestyle coaching everybody, we've had patients go into their office, the doctor's office before, a cardiologist. They've been taken off of 4 blood pressure meds in one visit, Ken. Okay? So, nobody wants you to go too low. Look, the meds do what they're supposed to do. But once you get yourself out of the crisis, is what you're doing now, and you're paying attention to pay attention to the numbers, and we're having this, you're starting to put 2 and 2 together now, right? Starting to feel like, wow, I am in control of this. You just got to have good communication with your doctor, let them know about the program and things like that. And you're going to really have a good time getting down the road and learning about your body like you've never learned about it before, ever. And it's really wild seeing that. And plus your relationship with your doctors and what's going on with you, you're putting your team around you with that communication is going to make the journey a lot more fun. You know, this way they know what's going on. Everybody's on the same page. That's what this is all about, keep that in mind. The communication
was
a little bit
ecstatic about the fact that I was joining the program, and she said,
oh, that's great.
She said,
I love that.
You're on the right path. Keep doing it.
Yeah, that's what I want everyone to understand. The doctors, even though some of them have bad bedside manners, my mother goes through that all the time. She's 92. They run in the office. They run out. They don't spend any time with her, and she's trying to ask some questions. It can get a little frustrating. So don't let them leave. I tell her, I said, Mom, do you want me to call them? I said, don't let them leave. And make sure that your questions get answered if your numbers are changing and something needs – if they don't know that you're making a lifestyle change, how are they supposed to know? They don't live with you. You have to speak up.
Yeah.
You got to speak up. And that's all part of this too. And when I hear a doctor saying they're glad that you're making the lifestyle change, that's the right doctor to have in your camp. That's what you want to hear. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, my
chiropractor. Sorry about the headaches.
About that, that diabetes is a life choice. There is a way to reverse it.
Yeah.
He said nobody has to be a diabetic if they really don't want to be.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about type 1 diabetes that you're born with, but the type 2,
right.
2 is a lifestyle cause. Yeah.
Right.
And now it's time to turn this thing around before it's too late.
You bet.
Blindness is real. Amputation is real. Kidney failure is real. I mean, And I always say, as you get older, easier is better, everyone, not harder. Not harder. Harder is not the way to end. Easier is better so you can take care of yourself and you can move around and get around and do what you need to do without going to the doctor's office every other day.
Right.
It's no fun, especially with the way the world is now. Who wants to? You got to take care of your immune system. If there's anything that you need to focus on now, more than ever in the entire world that's existed, is keep your immune system strong to fight off whatever's coming down the road. As this COVID, all the mutations of it, just like the flu changes every year, this virus is going to go through its process, and every year it's going to rear its ugly head with some other kind of form of something. But if you keep your immune system strong, it doesn't like strong immune systems. It doesn't like that. So stay right on it. Right?
Very good. Yes, I agree with you.
All right, man. Nice going, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Well, that was some good questions, you guys. Well, we're on a roll today. Star zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, those who just joined for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Our next question comes from Michelle. Michelle, please state your question.
I'm confused about, I've read in the website and the material that we're not supposed to have caffeine, but I actually thought that there was something that said we could have decaf.
No. Yeah. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling. So the decaf still has 5% caffeine, so avoid the caffeine altogether. Any caffeine-free herbal teas, as long as it says caffeine-free on the box, is okay. So the reason why, caffeine puts a lot of stress on your adrenal glands that make cortisol, which spikes your sugar. So we don't have it on the program for that reason. And when it comes to body function, it's not helping you get down the road. So plus it cranks up the blood pressure. A lot of people are on blood pressure meds. It's not helping in that department either. When you get to the goal and you get your A1C below 6.0, you're off your diabetes meds, you have a normal fasting sugar, and you fall into that category of what we call clinically non-diabetic, and you can get into where you can have maybe a cheat meal or something. When you get there, you could probably handle coffee, but not now.
Okay. And can I sneak in another quick question? I couldn't hear when you were talking about the wheat, and I just wondered why. Wheat's plant-based, so why is it that we should stay away from wheat?
Because it's a grain and it's high glycemic and spikes your sugar. No grain.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know. I know what you're saying. I get the mindset. But when it comes to keeping this whole program low glycemic, that's the key. So we substitute things. You can do quinoa, which is more of a better choice, or the cream of buckwheat substitutes the cereal instead of a regular oatmeal or a regular cream of wheat. We have these little substitutions there, like the quinoa instead of any kind of rice. It keeps things lower glycemic. So you don't have these big spikes in sugar, that's how you handle this thing.
Okay, I tried the cream of buckwheat, and it's pretty good. So I've been doing this for 3 weeks, and I've lost 10 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay, good for you. Well, there you go. You're on the right track.
Okay, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you bet.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Up next, we have Joan. Joan, please state your question.
Yes. First of all, you just dashed my hopes for having coffee. Hi. I thought I could have decaf.
I thought you were going to say that we smashed your hopes from not getting the complications of type 2 diabetes.
No. I was just thinking, oh, I can have my Turkey Hill coffee again, which I do miss.
Well, listen, this is...
But I thought I could get the decaf, and now I know I can't. So, anyhow.
Because decaf is kind of like the non-alcoholic beer of beers. It still has some in it, but not quite all the way off. So... Caffeine-free herbal tea. Make sure it says it on the box. there's 1,000 flavors out there now that are delicious. Find one that you like if you need something hot, and, you know, you'll get around it. That's the best way, you know?
Yeah, I'm coping with it. So, and it's working very well. This is my third, going on fourth week, and my numbers are really down. But my other question was, since you talked about arrowroot a little bit, are you saying that I can use arrowroot to thicken my drippings from meat and make it look a little gravy?
Yeah. You got it.
Oh,
you can use it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
exactly
meat
right.
Sometimes meat is very dry, so that's nice. And I could even use my milk and make a creamed vegetable with arrowroot.
Oh, yeah. I don't see why not. You know, the arrowroot fits into all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, good point. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very pleased
so
far. So,
you know what?
Yes, I have a doctor appointment next week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I just want you to think about, when it comes to this coffee, it's come up multiple times today. As you start moving down the road and you start reducing medications and getting a lot of these side effects from meds out of your life, your body starts to find its way, and your energy, natural energy, is going to start to come back, because it's not dealing with all this body chemistry all over the place. You know, so it's a process. It's a process. And, you know, look for that down the road as you start making these changes, medication, lifestyle change, and your body starts, you're putting it on the path so it can make these new, not just neurological connections, but your body chemistry is always changing. You know, you're not the same today as you were yesterday. Every time you start doing this right thing, you build up momentum. And notice the changes. You know, write them down. I say this too. Write down the positive changes you're noticing. That's little. Every little positive change is major. So you have a list of things you can look at and go, wow, since I started this, I'm sleeping better. I'm thinking clearer. My brain fog. There's a real thing called brain fog, by the way, from all the meds and all the side effects, where you're not thinking clearly, and you got foggy brain. It's a real thing. You can look it up. And that starts to dissipate, and the fog starts to lift. And write all this stuff down so you can get it out in front of you. Next thing you know, you got a whole list of things, of positive changes, that is a reminder. It started with one, and now all of a sudden you got 12 that you wrote down, and it'll start reminding you of, wow, this is going down the right road. Real valuable, you know? So enjoy the arrowroot.
I will. And that is true. I'm sleeping better. And ask me about my diet, I jokingly say I'm living on weeds and seeds. But then I explain that I do have real food and I can make it in many different ways. So
that's
cool. I'm
like
good
that.
With
that's
it.
Funny. That's funny, weeds and seeds.
That's what everybody says. Oh, no. And I said, oh, no, I can have a lot of other things.
That's a good one. But yeah, that's the truth.
Okay.
It's funny, but it's true. So, you know, look, that's everybody's homework, by the way. Thanks for bringing this up. Everybody has a homework assignment this weekend. Start writing down the positive changes so next Saturday you can call in and tell everybody about them. Okay? Because if you have at least one to put down today, by the end of the week you should be able to add another one, or maybe a couple more if things are going even better. So thanks a lot for that, and you gave everybody a homework assignment.
Okay, thanks for talking to me this morning.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, operator, we're going to go. Well, we got another 10 minutes or so. We'll see. It's about quarter till, five, six, seven minutes. Anybody out there? We can wrap this up with something positive. What a great group call, everyone. Thanks so much for all your contribution today with the questions and on this Labor Day weekend. And what a way to get this thing kicked off. Star zero if you have a question.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
Okay, operator. I think that was a great way to really end this call. And we're coming towards the last part of the hour. What a great group. I want to cap it off on that because it was really been a great group call this week. Remember, your homework assignment, write down the positive things that are happening to you. There's never something too small. Anything positive, put it down. So you can start building that list that you can refer to, you know, because you're going to hit plateaus from time to time. And you pull out that list, you read the positive things. Before you know it, you're reading like 10 things, morning, afternoon, and night. Make photocopies, bring it with you in the car, whatever, and you can show up people, reminding not just of yourself, but look, this is something, all these changes that I've noticed, and you show somebody else that, and they're struggling with diabetes, and they want to make some lifestyle changes, or even if they're not diabetic, but they have other health issues that you're going to be helping them with, because if I had a nickel for every time a spouse or a family member did the program along with the diabetic who wasn't diabetic and got off their blood pressure meds, got off the cholesterol, triglyceride, weight loss, it goes on and on. So the benefits, and you'll feel strong about sharing it too when you put together that list, and I think I've made my point. So, operator, have a great holiday weekend, Labor Day. Thanks for all the things that you do for us. And everybody have a good one. We'll see you next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number's the same. The code's always the same, 800-321-9054. The check-in line and the support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Get your food logs in, remember, every week. And if you're just starting with us, first of all, hope you enjoyed the group call. And you're going to be doing a daily check-in for the first week with your readings and fasting sugar, blood pressure, and weight. If you're on insulin, you'll give us the insulin units daily for week one, and then we'll go to a weekly check-in. We're here 7 days a week. Any questions, leave a message, send an email. We'll always get back to you the same day. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye now.